You'll hear an interview in which two young entrepreneurs, Chloe Price, who sells skincare products online, and Martin Moore, who's a distributor of snack foods, are talking about their work. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 70 seconds to look at part 3.
Today I'm talking to two people who've recently set up their own businesses, Chloe Price and Martin Moore. Chloe, you've produced a new line of skincare products that's already selling well. What's the secret of your success?
I did take a couple of business courses after college, but I don't actually have a master's degree in business administration, an MBA, and my paper qualifications generally are a bit sketchy. What's driven me to the level I'm at is learning as I go. Failure and success can both teach you something. In college, I was always planning social events, designing websites, and writing for fun. I learned to create programs, fundraise, operate on a budget, and interact with people. I think this is why I was able to sell my skincare products after only 6 months of research.
Would you say that technology has positively changed the entrepreneurial environment?
Definitely. My approach to finance would have been quite different if I'd had to set up a physical shopfront. An online store has taken less time and reduced my initial outlay. I take all my photos on my iPhone. Using social media makes it possible to engage with my customers. That's the huge advantage. When I was designing packaging, I polled friends on Facebook for their preference, plastic or glass. The technology is there to promote my business too, of course.
Martin, you've set yourself up as a distributor of snack foods. What made you choose the food industry?
Well, after 1 year in college where I majored in business administration, I decided my long-term goal would be to set up on my own. So I dropped out. College just wasn't taking me where I wanted to be. I needed to pick up some practical experience, so I ended up working for one of the major players in the food packaging industry. That's what was available at the time. I must say I had reservations about the way the work of their employees is organised, but that's where I got the background know-how to make it on my own, and it all took off from that point.
So how did you decide what you were going to distribute?
I went to the Sweets and Snacks Expo in Chicago, but first checked out the list of exhibitors on the website and researched the companies listed there. A product called Snapsticks was what ended up working best for me, and that's because they're healthy. No genetically modified ingredients, and they taste great as well. It helps that the manufacturer has a solid reputation, and of course they've been promoted by some pretty cool celebrities. The packaging's great as well.
So, do you have any advice and guidance for others who'd like to follow your example?
Most of my friends aren't interested. They're looking for a bit more security, I suppose. For people out there, time's never lost by going to the odd leadership lecture the way I did. And as Chloe said, the internet can be a mine of information, but you have to treat it carefully. But I've actually learned most in the jobs I've done by talking to other distributors. Guys who've been in the business longer than me love to talk about their work, especially to a young one trying to follow in their footsteps. That's invaluable. I generally got a good response from the companies I emailed, but there's a limit to what reading up can teach you.
Finally, a question to both of you. Have there been any surprises along the way?
I knew I'd have to be prepared to put in the time, 18-hour days sometimes in my case, And then there are the things you wouldn't necessarily have thought to worry about. I spent an eternity deciding on the typeface for my website, but that has to be just as right in its own way as something major like a financial plan.
Getting funding was something I probably underestimated, but I took lots of good advice before deciding on who to approach, and I wouldn't have believed how much time has to be devoted to little things like copying and filing invoices correctly. Anyway, we've obviously both given it our all, but I'm sure we were both prepared to do that from the outset.
I'm with you there.
Sadly, that's all we have time for.
Now you'll hear part three again.
Today I'm talking to two people who've recently set up their own businesses, Chloe Price and Martin Moore. Chloe, you've produced a new line of skincare products that's already selling well. What's the secret of your success?
I did take a couple of business courses after college, but I don't actually have a master's degree in business administration, an MBA, and my paper qualifications generally are a bit sketchy. What's driven me to the level I'm at is learning as I go. Failure and success can both teach you something. In college, I was always planning social events, designing websites, and writing for fun. I learned to create programs, fundraise, operate on a budget, and interact with people. I think this is why I was able to sell my skincare products after only 6 months of research.
Would you say that technology has positively changed the entrepreneurial environment?
Definitely. My approach to finance would have been quite different if I'd had to set up a physical shopfront. An online store has taken less time and reduced my initial outlay. I take all my photos on my iPhone. Using social media makes it possible to engage with my customers. That's the huge advantage. When I was designing packaging, I polled friends on Facebook for their preference, plastic or glass. The technology is there to promote my business too, of course.
Martin, you've set yourself up as a distributor of snack foods. What made you choose the food industry?
Well, after 1 year in college where I majored in business administration, I decided my long-term goal would be to set up on my own. So I dropped out. College just wasn't taking me where I wanted to be. I needed to pick up some practical experience, so I ended up working for one of the major players in the food packaging industry. That's what was available at the time. I must say I had reservations about the way the work of their employees is organised, but that's where I got the background know-how to make it on my own, and it all took off from that point.
So how did you decide what you were going to distribute?
I went to the Sweets and Snacks Expo in Chicago, but first checked out the list of exhibitors on the website and researched the companies listed there. A product called Snapsticks was what ended up working best for me. And that's because they're healthy, no genetically modified ingredients, and they taste great as well. It helps that the manufacturer has a solid reputation, and of course they've been promoted by some pretty cool celebrities. The packaging's great as well.
So, do you have any advice and guidance for others who'd like to follow your example?
Most of my friends aren't interested. They're looking for a bit more security, I suppose. For people out there, time's never lost by going to the odd leadership lecture the way I did. And as Chloe said, the internet can be a mine of information, but you have to treat it carefully. But I've actually learned most in the jobs I've done by talking to other distributors. Guys who've been in the business longer than me love to talk about their work, especially to a young one trying to follow in their footsteps. That's invaluable. I generally got a good response from the companies I emailed, but there's a limit to what reading up can teach you.
Finally, a question to both of you. Have there been any surprises along the way?
I knew I'd have to be prepared to put in the time, 18-hour days sometimes in my case. And then there are the things you wouldn't necessarily have thought to worry about. I spent an eternity deciding on the typeface for my website, but that has to be just as right in its own way as something major like a financial plan.
Getting funding was something I probably underestimated, but I took lots of good advice before deciding on who to approach. And I wouldn't have believed how much time has to be devoted to little things like copying and filing invoices correctly. Anyway, we've obviously both given it our all, but I'm sure we were both prepared to do that from the outset.
I'm with you there.
Sadly, that's all we have time for.